they were worried about, you know, the our male boy players, you know, that, you know, one was trapped in a basement, you know, and they were trying to get him out of it so they could see, you know, that he was posting on social media that they were stuck, you know. And it goes back to, you know, losing, you know, our former basketball player, Logan McKnight. You know, that just occurred in November, and that was one of the most emotional, hardest losses for us as a community that we've had in a very long time. And it was like, you know, we had finally gotten into the flow back into our basketball season, and then it was like this tornado hit. So it's just like another hit mentally and emotionally to them, you know, to be able to get over his death, you know, and process it. And then now we got to process that our town has been completely destroyed, you know, and everything we've just worked for in this season has just taken, you know, a pause, you know, kind of like with COVID last year. It's like we can't get our flow back going. So I'm hopeful, you know, there will be no more pauses, no more bad things to happen, and we can kind of get back on, you know, the page of growing and progressing like we were doing.